Welcome to the latest edition of Pasha. My name is Nontobeko Mjali. Thank you for joining us. Today, we look at a very personal account on why there are so few black women in science in South Africa. Studying towards obtaining a PhD is a long process, and it is often met with questions from family and friends saying, "Uzoqeda nini ukufunda," which in isiZulu means, "When will you finish studying?" To shed some light on some of these challenges is Ndoni Mkhunu, a PhD candidate in ecology and agriculture at Wits University.
So some of the challenges that black females face, or women generally face, is first of all, the lack of identity and the lack of mentorship within the industry. So if they do not see mentors in the field, then they can't identify with the field. The second challenge would be the exposure, the limitation of thinking that if you want to do science, the only science you can do is medicine or engineering. Not a lot of people speak about your environmental sciences. And the third challenge would be the financial models. So the financial models in South Africa were not designed for women necessarily, in understanding that we have a dynamic system in our family structures, in our roles, and also not designed for black families, because the amounts that we get from a stipend are not actually enough to support your whole family, knowing that some of us come from backgrounds that are struggling.
Cultural expectations are a challenge for many black women. How do you manage to deal with the traditional roles expected of you?
Well, firstly, I don't have many traditional roles that are expected of me because I'm not married. I think most women, how they deal with it and how we should move forward in dealing with these challenges would be having support amongst women themselves, in understanding that it's not going to be a system of you just putting your foot down and walking out the house, but it's a system of you knowing how to play that language and communicate your concerns and your challenges as a woman in science. So it is an institutional design and support, as well as a household support.
Some men believe that the reason there are so few women in science could be because they're simply not interested.
I think that's an unfair statement, because I think the lack of interest hasn't had a stable control. Women have to do a lot of trade-offs when they decide to do a career in science. So if I'm doing my PhD, if I fall pregnant, that I have 3 years to do my PhD full-time. Is there a bursary that's going to accommodate me if I fall pregnant and give me the 9 months off? And then what does that mean for my publishing career, for my research career, for my academic career? And I think that those kind of trade-offs kind of make it seem like it's a daunting task to actually study further and to get into academia. So I don't think it's a fair statement to say that we're not interested. I think once we manage those trade-offs, such as finances, support, the design of research and academia, that's actually when we're going to see whether women are actually interested or they're not.
Often, after completing an undergraduate degree, women leave academia to pursue jobs. Why is this?
So I think as a country, generally, post-apartheid, the major focus was to get black academics into sciences, and especially black females. And that was it. Just get into the sciences, get into your varsity level. And then there was a lack of support and understanding of, now that I've got my degree, what are my options? And because we came from historically challenged backgrounds, your option was to go and work because you need to get an income. There was no understanding that you could get money from actually studying further, getting a bursary, getting a stipend as a postgraduate student. So I think that the challenge has really been that nobody has focused on university students once they qualify into getting into your postgraduate or your postdoctorate degree. And once we address that kind of those challenges, then we'll actually start seeing an increase in interest amongst black academics. So the leaking pipeline is a statement that came about from the fact that black academics, or professorship of black academics, is no longer there. So you see that they come into the system in high numbers and then they leak out of the system once you get into your postgraduate qualification, more especially your PhD and your postdoc.
These issues have led you to start an organization called Black Women in Science. Can you tell us a bit more about it?
So the organization was started on my personal experience as I was coming up the academic ladder, and I started to see the question of the leaking pipeline and the lack of black people, the lack of people that looked like me at the level of study that I was in. And then I decided to start an organization called Black Women in Science. And while I was doing my own scientific research, I started seeing that it was actually hard for me to get a job, even though I had a master's degree. And I then decided, well, maybe I should start a business, and I realized that I don't have the skills in business. So Black Women in Science is based on my personal experience, and I started realizing that as scientists, one, we lack our link to the real world. So what does it mean to be a scientist in the world? As in, what is my impact as a scientist in research and academia, and what does it mean for the global economy? And so that means I need to get more business skills. So then we started offering business and entrepreneurship skills, innovation skills, as well as scientific writing and publishing, and what does it mean to be a young scientist or a scientist in general in academia.
How important are role models?
I'd say role models are really important because, first of all, they expose you to a side of you that you are not aware of, or a side that you are not really good at. Just to see someone that has the same image as you as a role model, it makes you believe that you can actually do it. Personally, I believe that role models are a huge factor in shaping and restructuring the image of science.
Institutions need to change too. Departments, faculties, and senior academics all need to understand the language and cultural challenges Black women scientists face. Thanks for tuning into this episode of Pasha, produced by Ozair Patel and Shalin Govender. From me, Nondobe Gomjali, it's bye for now.